all is calm when I'm none the wiser, when my head is stuck in the sand. Oh, oh, oh. But I've been looking for that something that I cannot live without. Oh, oh, oh. But now that I've found you, now that I've found you, please stay with me, stay. Starting to fade. Oh, oh, oh. But now that I've found you, now that I've found you, please stay with me, stay with me. Stay with me, stay with me. But what do I know about you at home? Now that I've found you, now that I've found you, please stay with me, stay with me. And all is calm when I'm none the wiser. And all is calm when I'm none the wiser. And all is calm when I'm none the wiser. And all is calm when I'm none the wiser.
Thank you.
It just seems so wrong. I'm just clapping on just like that. That was beautiful. And you can really hear, Jacob, the emotion in your voice then, just when it's just, you can just hear it, just that little shake of emotion. It's lovely. It was right in my ears as well. I'm sure it was right in your ears too. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Are you getting somebody ringing you saying you sound good?
I don't know. It might be, my sister's got great timing at the moment.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She's sending me lovely photos of a little boy, but she's done it a couple of times when I'm right at the keen bit, and so I might seem like a mean uncle. I'm not. Just, you know.
Has she just got the one?
Yes, just the one. Yeah.
And very, very cute. Do you like being an uncle? Is it something you enjoy?
Yeah, I think I do. I don't know if I'm a good uncle, you know, like I encourage noise and things like that, and then I leave.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they like the experience, the parents. But
did you buy him a drum kit by any chance? Soon as he was born, just say there you go, goodbye, I'm off now for a
no, but you know, there's some birthdays coming up, so
yeah, always a good idea to buy a child a drum kit and then leave immediately. You wrote here, you do not have control of your own destiny. The life you live can in an instant change its course without you being aware of the change or even the magnitude of that change. Which I read this morning from your really lovely website.
Yeah, it's very deep, isn't it? For a Friday morning. Not the Friday feeling necessarily, maybe not.
Where did that come from?
I think, you know, the few years that we've all had with challenges and, you know, personal struggles, you know, I've personally, you know, sadly lost my mum last year, and grief is a very, very tricky beast. And you know, people who are experiencing or going through it, you know, it's like a wave. They always say it comes and goes, and how often that wave hits you, the distance kind of, you know, over time makes it a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say easier, but less of an intense experience in your life. Mm. And I think one of the biggest things I learned last year was to not have as much control over things that I do have control over. It's quite naive. Mm. My friend has a great analogy where he says, you know, if you've got a kid next to you and you give them a fake, you know, steering wheel in the car, at some point that kid, the child might be thinking that they're actually driving.
Yeah.
Because some moves actually go the right way. But when you get, when you buy into the idea that you're actually driving that car, everything becomes so much harder.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's about taking back, taking a step back and just experiencing the things that, how they fall.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Now, the album, have you got a title for the album yet? Or is it top secret?
I do. I do. It's very rare for me. Normally, it's the last thing. It's from one of the lyrics of the song. I don't think it's that precious. So I'll tell you anyway. It's called Monologue Station. Right. You know, it's in the internal conversation you have with yourself, like as if you're a radio station, like where we are today.
Mm.
But yeah, it just felt right for me. It still does as well after 3 years of naming it.
And is that one of your favourite lyrics, or have you? Is there another lyric that really stuck out to you? That I always ask artists, what's the lyric that you've written that you go, I wrote that. That's amazing, because it sometimes they just hit you and you go, oh my, where did that?
Yeah,
come from?
It just kind of. I think the Cecilia one, the one you'll play later. I think I'm not really good at quoting my own lyrics. I might get a bit wrong here, but it's a life through a screen. It drains my batteries. It doesn't really charge what I need.
Excellent. I'm writing that down, by the way, just in case I need to use it myself. That's why I always ask all the artists.
Yeah,
I have a song.
Yeah.
I recognise that lyric from somewhere. How do you start the songwriting process? Do you get melodies coming through? Is it always with the guitar? Do you recall things when you wake up and suddenly get a song? How does it work?
For years, I don't really still know how it works. I think for me, there's like a moment that happens. It's not like always out of the blue, you know, you kind of fine tune your tenor a little bit. So I guess I pick up a guitar and I'll play a little bit and I'll hum. And then sometimes something that you've done maybe 100 times over, this time just feels different. And if you're able to and you have the time, you just explore it. I think the best part of it is to not hold on to it that has to mean too much.
Mm.
Because if you do that, then I think you're actually minimizing your creative experience. So, yeah, I think... You know, coffee is always great for me as well. Black coffee in the morning,
yep.
And the guitar, and then just letting the mind wander, and the fingers as well on the guitar,
mm.
And then the voice notes just to capture it as it falls.
As an independent, self-funded musician, what keeps you going, producing original music?
Oh, I'm still so in love with music. The passion is the only kind of thing. If it had to be the other things, I think I probably wouldn't be a musician. It's very tough for the independent artists at the moment. Especially with stuff being more of a currency, everything's coming down to streams and likes and things like that. And it's not very much the reason. If you go to a show, you experience the show and you enjoy the show for that. You don't think about how many likes the song has and how much you're going to enjoy that song.
Yeah.
So as an independent artist, I think we're trying to find our feet again. But I'm actually hearing some really amazing music from people, and they're popping up with different sounds.
Mm.
To me, it feels like the you know, the independent artists, they're going to come back in a different way.
And that's why, as I always say, it's all right to have your Spotify and Apple Music, which is great. But if you really want to support a musician, even if you haven't got a CD, you're buying the CD, a signed CD from an artist, and you're giving a little bit back so they can put that back into recording, because it's not a cheap business to record. Even if you do that at home and you've got everything purchased, it's then the marketing to try and get your song out for people to hear.
But I think the other thing is we have to limit the amount of time we can be musicians.
Yeah.
So, to do all those stuff and promote ourselves and become, I don't know, PR agents for ourselves, booking agents and things like that. We're ultimately always sacrificing the art, and that's the thing we love. So, anything that anybody does to just, you know, a like, a comment, a share, I think word of mouth is still the strongest way to tell people about your music. So if you enjoy what you're hearing, just tell a friend and send them a link. That artist will be so thankful, and you've done something that's very true and it's our human algorithm in play there. Yeah. And that'd be nice to just that be a bit on the forefront of things.
Excellent. That's what I said this morning. A like makes all the difference. And when it's friends and family, that's great. When it's a stranger that shared your stuff, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. Thank you ever so much.
Like, I've made it.
Yeah, I've made it. That's it. I've made it. Somebody shared my stuff. You're going to do another track from the, is this from the forthcoming album?
No. So this one, I'm going way back now. For the basically, it's the 5-year anniversary of the Optimist album, which is the first album we did. And I'll be playing some songs from this at the HMV in store tomorrow in Chelmsford. Yeah. And it's called The West. And yeah, it's just a song which, yet again, I found in the morning with black coffee and some melodies.
You can't take the water. You can take the wine from our souls. You can drink it dry, but you can't see the storm that's coming from the west. It's been howling for days. Well, you can see the sun, yeah, it's leaving the bay. Can't save tomorrow or relive yesterday, or you can drown in sorrow and feel the pain, or you can see the storm, it's coming from the west. Been howling for days. Well, you can see the sun, yet it's leaving the bay. Oh, you can see the sun, yet it's leaving the bay.
Thank
and,
you.
And I know tomorrow there'll be a lot more cheering. That's beautiful. What was that song called again?
The West.
The West. So tomorrow you are at the one and only HMV in Chelmsford. What time are you on?
I'm on at 2 p.m.
And they're going to be stocking your music as well.
I know. My 15-year-old self is still just, you know. Yep. I used to go there when I was learning guitar. Not just weekly, I think like daily. Mm. And yeah, it was just really... just couldn't imagine my CD being in there, so just very thankful for that.
Whereabouts are you playing after? What have you got coming up?
I've got this alternative covers night that I'm doing once a month at Voodoo Keller Bar in Chelmsford. Just playing some songs that I really enjoy, and yeah, we've got our second one coming up at the 2nd of April, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
But is that on Sunday?
It's on a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to do something good on a Sunday, isn't it?
It's going to make your weekend good. Yeah. Like, you know, come down and test it. I'm sure it will be good.
Now, before we go to the news, we're going to have the brand new track, but we need to give out some of your socials. So where can people find you, first of all?
So on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all the places, I'm there.
Yes, and it's We Are All Fossils.
That's it, yeah, We Are All Fossils.
There we go. That's all you need to look for. So this song is called Cecilia. Tell us about the tune.
It's basically about, you know, planning your life in one way. and then you're just seeing how it develops, but still finding joy and love in that whole journey. Maybe not been the way that you planned it to go, but sometimes the surprise and is part of the fun, isn't it? So yeah, it's starting off as two young couples, you know, dreaming of traveling and then having to become, you know, adults quickly. So yeah, I hope you enjoy.
And is this out today?
It is out today, yeah.
Yes, that's what we like, out today. Support live music. You want to hear great independent music, you've heard it today in the studio. Check him out tomorrow at HMV in Chelmsford at 2 o'clock. And this track, Cecilia, We Are All Fossils, is out today across Spotify. It'll be on Apple Music, and also you'll be able to get a signed copy of CDs tomorrow too. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
A lifetime ago, remember the years with the snow. How we packed up all our bags to put them up, to let them go. We fell through the years, but now we landed up here. All this life through a screen, it drains my batteries, it doesn't charge what I need. Cecilia, what is the morning without you? I was lonely and darker and emptier. There's nothing I wanna do. Cecilia, what is the sun without the moon? I was lonely and darker and emptier. This life has no goal. When we were younger, talked about years to come. More an endless stream of magazine dreams to fill up our cup. Yeah, we got